Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Late last year, Congress overhauled the rules for retirement accounts, and that raised lots of questions among savers and retirees. Wall Street Journal subscribers sent in all sorts of questions about different aspects of the new rules, like required withdrawals from IRAs and how to leave an IRA to your heirs.
In some cases, some of these trusts are going to have to liquidate the asset within a decade, which means that the very people, the heirs, who you're trying to prevent from getting their hands on all the money are going to get their hands on all the money within a decade.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson tackles your retirement questions. That's next. Retirement plans saw some significant changes after Congress passed a new law last year, and Wall Street Journal subscribers had plenty of questions about it. Journal reporter Ann Turgeson is here with answers. So, Ann, there are a lot of questions regarding tax-deferred retirement accounts, specifically the deadlines involved with required minimum distributions, or RMDs.
There is a change in the law that allows people to start their RMDs at age 72 rather than the old rules were age 70 and a half. But that doesn't apply to everybody. So a lot of readers are wondering, you know, does this apply to them? Probably the simplest way to think about it is if you were born after June 30th, 1949, you can wait to age 72 to start your RMDs. However, if you were born before July 1st, 1949, you have to stick to the old rules, which means starting at age 70 and a half.
And then how about the second required minimum distribution you have to take?
Right. So people are also wondering, you know, what's the deadline? If I qualify to start at age 72, when do I have to take my first RMD and when do I have to take my second RMD? And the answer is that it actually adheres to the same pattern as with the old rules for starting at age 70 and a half. So it's sounds a little technical, but basically what you do is you have to start by April 1st of the year following the year in which you turn 72. So, for example, if you turn 72 in 2022, you have to take your first RMD by April 1st of 2023. The second RMD is due in that same year, so you would have to take a second RMD in this example by December 31st. Of 2023. So you can take them both in the same year. Obviously, for some people, that's not ideal because that's going to put you into a higher tax bracket. So if you want to voluntarily take the first RMD in, you know, the year in which you turn 72, 2022, in the example I was saying, that's fine too.
December's legislation from last year also eliminated the stretch IRA. And with that going away, what are some alternatives for people who want to leave assets for their heirs?
Right. So first of all, the stretch IRA is not going away for everybody. If you inherited an IRA from someone who died from January 1st of this year on, then you're sort of out of luck. You then have to adhere to this new 10-year rule to liquidate the account. People who inherited from people who died previous to, you know, 2020, they still get to stick with the stretch IRA. You know, if you've already inherited it and you're, you know, before January 1st of this year, you're fine. You don't have to worry.
Just refresh us what the stretch IRA is.
Right. So the stretch IRA is a really beneficial arrangement by which if you inherited an IRA again before this year, heirs are required to also take required minimum distributions. So you could take your required minimum distribution for that account based on your own life expectancy. So say you inherit and you're like 25 years old, you're going to have a pretty long life expectancy. So that's only if you're going to adhere to taking RMDs on your life expectancy, you're only going to have to take out a small amount every year. And the benefit to that is that it allows more of the money to stay in the account and continue to grow on a tax advantage basis.
And for people who want to leave assets to their heirs, what are some alternatives now?
With the elimination of the stretch IRA, the IRA has become a less attractive asset to leave to your heirs than it was before the law changed. So one solution is for the account owner to basically use the IRA for his or her own living expenses or for charitable contributions and leave their heirs other assets, such as stocks and bonds and real estate that are held outside of IRAs. Those receive what's called a step-up in basis, which means that, you know, any kind of capital appreciation that occurred during this deceased person's lifetime becomes non-taxable. So that's sort of an attractive option. Another option with an IRA is maybe to leave it to your spouse, because the spouse can continue to use the stretch IRA provisions. So even if your spouse is 70-year-old who inherits an IRA, that person still has an almost 30-year life expectancy. So, you know, in this case, I assume, you know, the spouse who inherited is a woman. She can then stretch the payouts over her remaining life expectancy, which is significant, a couple decades, then leave what remains of the IRA afterwards to children or grandchildren who then get the 10 years. So that's, you know, that's a good, you know, four decade stretch option. Another option is life insurance, which is a much more tax efficient asset to leave to heirs, because while you have to put in after tax dollars into a life insurance policy, the proceeds are free of income tax.
And what happens if somebody wants to leave their IRA to a trust?
A lot of people, say some people, decide that rather than just, you know, giving their child or their grandchild an IRA outright, you know, they're concerned that maybe, especially if people are younger or they have, you know, some sort of financial difficulties, that they may just raid the account all at once. Or maybe, you know, some people don't make wise spending decisions, or whatever the reason. Sometimes people want to kind of tie the money up in restrictions. So in order to do that, people leave money to a trust. But the new rules, which require people who inherit after January 1st of this year to take the money out of these accounts within a decade, that can create problems for these trusts, because it basically, in some cases, some of these trusts are going to have to liquidate the asset within a decade, which means that the very people, the heirs, who you're trying to prevent from getting their hands on all the money are going to get their hands on all the money within a decade. There's sort of an obvious fix for that, which is if you have a trust, you can amend the terms of the trust saying that it can, you know, endure for a longer period than the RMDs are going to last. So that will enable the trust to stay in effect for longer than a decade. The problem there is that trusts pay a very high tax rate quickly. So once their income hits $13,000, the trust is going to pay a 37% tax rate. So if you amend the trust and say it can hold on to this money for longer than 10 years, then the trust is going to have to sell the IRA and liquidate within 10 years, and they're going to have to pay a very high tax rate. So that's not a good solution either. So people who have trusts really need to sit down with the people who've advised them on setting up these trusts and figure out a solution.
You also got some questions about the numerical soup of sorts of retirement accounts, 401k, 403B, 457. Are they all treated the same under the new law?
Well, when it comes to the elimination of the stretch IRA, they're not. The government plans, 403B and 457 plans for government workers, as well as the thrift savings plan, which is for federal workers, they have an additional 2 years in which to comply with the elimination of the stretch IRA. So that basically means if you inherit one of those accounts up until December 31st of 2021, you can still adhere to the old rules, which means you can use the stretch IRA and take your required distributions over your own lifetime. So that's beneficial for those people.
And then the 401k is the same under the new law?
The 401k, the stretch IRA provision has already gone away. So if you inherited a 401k before January 1st of this year, you can still continue to use the stretch IRA provisions. If you inherited from someone who died, you know, after December 31st of 2019, you have to liquidate within 10 years.
A lot of dates to keep track of.
Yes.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson with us. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.